This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December. We're talking Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find him on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NEXCF. You also can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol NTAR. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed and some great news they got out today. That's Mr. Evan Gappelberg. Evan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jolly. Thank you. Great to be back.
Well, tell us about the excitement. Rumor has it that you guys are going to acquire a company called AR E-Commerce Business, and it looks like you guys put out a press release today. Bring myself and my listeners up to speed on that.
Yeah, so we made a game-changing acquisition. We actually just closed on it today. It's going to bring in $2.65 million in revenue. That's what it did, actually, for full year 2018. And a little under $300,000 in EBITDA. But the main reason we purchased this e-commerce business was so that we can take our technology and plug it in to the e-com business and immediately start to get granular data as well as increase our value proposition by generating additional sales on the e-com site.
And so is that going to bring you any new AR products?
Well, it's going to give us a platform to test both of our AR and our AI. And that's critical to our mission, is that we're rolling out new technology on a month-by-month basis and using this platform for our XAPI, which is our analytics that we've already installed, that gives us real-time data. And using this platform, we can see an actual customer journey. So we can watch somebody shop the site in real time, see them interact with our augmented reality, and know what they like, what they don't like, and continue to fine-tune the technology until we perfect it.
You've been on my show a couple times, and I would be remiss not to ask you this question because we've always got new listeners all the time. Explain to my listeners what AR stands for and what is really augmented reality, and also why is it so important to have an AR ecosystem featuring e-commerce?
Yeah, so augmented reality is pretty simple. It's a way of enhancing the view of reality with digital data. So on the e-com side of augmented reality, we're not using it for gaming. We're using it as a business tool. And what that means is that we basically are allowing people to shop at home in 3D as if the product is in the room with them. And it means a lot because every year there's about $300 billion worth of product that's returned to stores because they don't fit the wrong size, the wrong color. And so when you're able to shop with the product in the room with you, the digital twin, that's what AR allows you to do, to have a digital twin essentially in the room with you where you're able to see it in 3D with this actual depth perception. The returns go down by about 80%, which
wow.
Is huge.
It is.
So 80% of $300 billion is a big number. At the same time, sales go up dramatically. We've seen in just the short period of time that we've integrated AR onto our new e-commerce business, we've seen in 1 week, the single product that we AR-itized generated a month's worth of revenue. So in 1 week, we did what normally would take a month. And over the next couple of weeks, we're going to AR-itize the whole e-commerce site and turn it into a showcase our technology.
Do you guys plan on licensing your technology out to any other companies?
100%. So we have two engines of growth. One is acquiring and integrating AR into our own e-commerce sites. So we're eating our own cooking. But at the same time, we really want to scale our business and offer the same technology that we're using on our site to other e-commerce site owners as well.
My guest today is Evan Gappelberg. He is the CEO of Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find him on the CSE up there in Canada under the ticker symbol NTAR. You can find him on the OTC markets down here in the States under the ticker symbol NEXCF. What are your plans for the next few months now that you just acquired a huge company? The integration of that is going to take you a little bit of time, but where do we go from here?
So we're just getting started, Jolly. We plan on having some additional acquisitions. We're already in talks with additional e-commerce companies. We're rolling out our e-com platform so that others can sign up. We're actually in the market now, and we're signing up customers. So we're experiencing very rapid growth, both through offering our platform to others, but as well, we're going to be making acquisitions, and we're going to be very, very aggressive over the next few months. So there's going to be a lot of exciting developments for sure.
Last time you were on the show, your stock was at 38 cents in December. Now it's popped up to close to 60 cents a share. What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview?
That we're just getting started. We literally went public October 31st. And, you know, even though the stock is up a bit, I think that's just a reflection of the bullishness in the market. When you look at where we are, where you have the augmented reality industry growing at an 86% compounded annual growth rate, and we're essentially in the second inning, there's, you know, a significant amount of runway for Nextech to grow into a much, much bigger company. And that's what we intend to do.
Well, you must be believing in your product and your own eating, because rumor has it on campus that you came in and I think you bought about 250,000 shares at a market price around 50 cents a share. Is that correct?
Actually, it was $250,000. It was $500,000.
Well, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
So that says something when the CEO goes out to the open market and buys the stock at 50 cents a share and bought 500,000 shares.
Yeah. And I, you know, I have put a significant amount of capital, both cash and as well as, you know, intellectual capital into Nextech, and will continue to do so. So I am 100% aligned with shareholders, as management always should be. In fact, 40% of the company shares are held by management, and we're all locked up under 3-year escrow agreements. So we're perfectly aligned with investors, and we're in this for the long haul.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for an up-and-coming technology company, especially a company that is in AR, augmented reality, look no further than Nextech AR Solutions Corp. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol NEXCF. Evan, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show. I wish you nothing but continued success. Congratulations on today's press release, and I hope that you come back on the show in about 40 or 50 days. Give myself and my listeners an update.
Thanks, Charlie. Appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.